So today we've got to the next stage, really, in the wheelie bin scheme for Birmingham. What we're starting today in Bramwood and Harbourne, which are the two pilot wards for our wheelie bins, is we're having a look at every property to see if we think they're suitable for the bins. What that will mean to residents is that they will get one of two cards through their letterbox over the next few weeks. A red card, which says that we don't think the property is suitable, and that's if there's steep steps or a slope between the property and the roadside, or if there's no storage space for wheelie bins or poor access maybe for collection vehicles. Or properties will get a green card, which will say that we think the property is suitable for wheelie bins. And what that green card then does is opens up a further conversation with the householder around if there's a particularly big family, you could have a bigger bin. If you're a very small household, you might have a smaller bin. And also if a resident is elderly or infirm or has a physical disability and there are no adults in the household with them able to move the bins for them, then we can arrange to have an assisted collection service. We do that already with the black bag service, and that's going to carry on as we introduce wheelie bins. So we're doing these two pilot wards. It's alongside the citywide consultation process that we're running to get the best possible fit for the city and understand where the issues are around rollout, because it's important that we get this right for the city. We know that these bins work across the country. 82% of authorities already use them. We know that we can't afford the system going forward because of our poor recycling rates, meaning that we've got really high disposal costs for the service. So we have to do this. The council's in dire straits financially. We have to put the bin service on a sound financial footing going forward, but that doesn't mean it's one size fits all. We need to get this right, hence the piloting that we're starting in Bramwood and Harbourne today.